Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Hey guys, it's Jen and Anna
with Unfiltered Marketing.
And I'm Jennifer Roop, an account manager at SJC Marketing.
I'm Anna West, also an account manager at SJC Marketing. And thanks for joining us today.
Happy Tuesday.
Is it a happy Tuesday,
Jen? No, it's not. I had a terrible weekend.
Why?
Because I had a bad haircut.
That she's been in the fetal position about for 2 days.
A shout out to my friend who cut my hair. I'm sure it's a good haircut, but when you ask for a trim and you get Tinkerbell pixie cut, it just doesn't. It's not
a pixie cut. It's a bob.
I haven't cried that hard since I let my friends in eighth grade give me the Rachel haircut and I looked like one of the boys from The Outsiders. It's bad. Oh, I miss my hair. I was washing it and I kept like reaching for it. Like,
and like then you use way too much shampoo.
Yes, I have phantom pains. It's terrible. It ruined my weekend, but you know.
I'm sorry.
It's just hair.
Yeah.
It really did put a damper on things. Mm. You know?
Yeah. And then everyone that's walked in the office today has been like, Jen, I love your hair.
Thanks. And then you just know because you're just like self-hating. You're like, you're just saying that.
No, they're not.
I know. They're nice.
But then they always say, do you not like it?
Yeah, because I'm always like giving them the death stare. But I do appreciate the encouragement because it's helped me crawl out of my hole a little bit. Like I honestly considered calling in sick.
Okay, let's not get dramatic.
My hair really affects my self-esteem. Anyway, so how was your weekend?
I don't even remember because I'd never remember and we already had a Monday, so I think it was good. Oh, I was a bachelorette. My husband went out of town.
Yes, how was that?
Friday after I got done working, I think I watched as many hours of TV that I had worked that day.
I honestly was going to ask you, be honest, how many hours did you?
At least like 6 to 8. Oh my gosh. It was ridiculous. And so then I went to bed. And then the next day was full of, like, girl stuff, so.
That's good.
I made up for all of the binging that I did, but my husband said it's okay. He's not motivated when I'm out of town either, so.
I did a lot of outside gardening. Put up some lights on my patio.
Oh, fun. I want to do that. I want to do all of those things.
Yeah, and now we live at the ballpark, so. Four nights a week. Mm.
Well, today we are excited because we've launched a new website for SJC Marketing. And I know we talked about it, that it was going to happen way back in the beginning of the podcast. And this happened almost 2 weeks ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I think so. So sjc.marketing is our new website. And we just thought we'd take the opportunity to, one, brag a little bit.
Yeah.
But also use this as an example of what it looks like to create a new website for a potential client or current client and the project management that goes behind it, all of the details that people may not know about. Mm-hmm. And we're just really proud of this project. Yeah. So
I think it's a really good example about how interesting and personal you can make websites now. We kind of have the ability to make it so much more than just a landing page for your contact information. It's so fun and it shows off our personality and just every little detail was really thoughtful.
Right.
And I think that showing clients that you can do that no matter what product you're selling is really cool.
One of the things that we did before the site even launched was talk through kind of the vision behind it and then what would need to happen to make that vision come to life. And one of those things was having all of our own custom photography, videography content. So we took a whole day, our video guy / podcast producer, Zach, who's over here and the headphones, works at a super cool church in downtown St. Joe that's called Restoration. And it's just like
everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Joanna Gaines would have a heyday. She would love it.
There's just like exposed brick everywhere and old
wood floors.
Iron and yeah, crazy cool like features. And then Zach's mom is like decorator extraordinaire and it's just super cool in there. So he let us come for a whole day and we staged shots for blogs. We did our new headshots. We did team shots. We took video. One of the coolest features of our site, I think, is that when you go to the homepage, there's a video playing in the background. And Jen, you did a lot of the staging for a lot of our photos and videos, which was awesome. And Zach shot and did all of it. And so we're just really proud that everything on there is something that we've staged. And then,
yeah, I love watching that little video because I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the table, but there's just representation of everybody and everything that we do. I mean, there's a podcast mic, there's Pantone book, there's
coffee,
lots of coffee. People are brainstorming and talking with their hands. Yeah. And that's just such a huge part of who we are. And I think we couldn't have found this anywhere. We had to create it. And so I think that's super cool that we were able to.
And it was fun to step out of the office for, I mean, people still had to work and they were spread out all over the church, like on their laptops when they could in between shots. But it was fun. Also, one of the more fun pages is our hashtag TeamSJC page. And you can go read a quick bio about every one of our team members. But also when you scroll over their picture, there's a little GIF that shows off their personality and what things that are important to them. Like wine for me, where I'm Lion Kinging my wine bottle, which I was joking about. And then that actually turned into the GIF that was used.
That is my favorite part because there's so many different personalities. Like you might talk to Amy in a meeting, but you don't know that she's like a super awesome soccer player.
Yeah, and she played in college.
I just love it. That's such a fun little addition.
So that's one thing that we push and recommend for any of our clients who are wanting to redo their website is getting their own personalized photography done. It just is so much better than stock photography. And then all the content is optimized for SEO. Yeah. What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing at Tony's bio. I just pulled up our bios and at the end we did like loves. Tony's is faith, family, farm, and fried chicken.
I love alliteration.
And he raises chickens, which is just like funny because...
Also sad.
Right. It's like, sorry about that. Sorry about you.
Sorry for eating your pets.
And your Scott husband, dogs, wine, hot tea, and stretchy pants.
In that order.
It's like, let's clarify.
Yeah. Yes.
So that personality just rocks. I just love it.
Definitely. And we're still working on getting more content, more imagery on the site, but we definitely wanted to get it launched so that we could, you know, showcase. And then I will say our work page.
Yeah.
That's it just so completely like will blow your mind with one, what Tony's done on the design of that and what Brian developed. So we've got featured clients. There's the top four featured, which are a little more in depth, more like a case study type of layout and a lot of imagery of what we've done for the brand. And then under that, we've got eight clients that we've showcased projects that we've worked on or current clients we're still working with. Mm-hmm. And it just shows everything that we've done for those clients and just the partnerships that we have. This isn't just our success. It's something that we share with our clients.
Yep. And it's fun to show off. It really is a portfolio because you can check out all of them and say, okay, I like this part of this website, but I also need billboards. Oh, well, let's go over here and look at those. And we can take anything from any little project and create a whole new plan for somebody.
Yeah.
I think it's a really great way for people to get to know us before they even call or set up a meeting. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's also we take this with us and show it off.
Right. Yeah.
But you were kind of the brains behind planning this. So how do you, when you know you have all this information to share on one website, how do you pick what's most important? For, like, how do you even start to organize it? Mm-hmm.
That's a great question, Jen, and one I think we should make people wait for until after our break.
Whoa, nice.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, podcast listeners. This is Brian Jewell, the resident web developer here at SJC Marketing, and I'm here to give you a quick plug for our exciting new website packages. Now, if you head over to sjc.marketing/shineonline, you'll see several options for our new managed website packages. Now, if you're used to your agency not getting back to you after 3 weeks of emailing, this is the thing for you. You'll see several different options that we offer, including quarterly updated content, managed website updates, and everything that you need to keep your website up and going. And any question that you have, we're here to answer. View our website template samples at sjc.marketing/shineonline and get started today by contacting us at info@susanjcampbell.com or 816-396-8575.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, we're back. And I had an very insightful question that I asked you before we were forced to take a
break. But I already forgot.
Yeah. What I asked you was, when you are planning a website from scratch, I mean, not from scratch, but you're redoing it, how did you pick what you wanted to be a part of the story? Like, how did you, of all the things we need to tell our clients, what's most important? Because we only have their attention for a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
And we have to show off right away. We have to be informative. So when you're meeting a new client and you're going to use our website for an example, maybe, how do you steer them in the right direction on, okay, here's the first kind of steps that you need to do to get your website going?
Yeah. You know, that can depend on the industry or the audience, but it all comes back to, what is your goal behind the website, which it's the number one place where you can control any sort of messaging. So, and it represents your brand, and everyone has to have a website now because that's what everyone goes to look for when they're looking up a brand. Then I have to think like the consumer, and what are they looking for? What sort of pain points might they have that our website can help solve?
Yep.
What sort of information will turn them into a client? You know, if they're looking for a marketing company, what sort of things should we have on there that showcase our abilities and our skills?
Yeah. So the portfolio is a
massive part of it. I think for our site, less is more, in the sense that we want it to be easy to navigate, which is why we have a very simple nav menu. So many people are used to navigating on mobile now that we made our actual desktop navigation like a mobile nav.
I love that.
There's not any sub menus. It's all just our straightforward main navigation menus. And then once you get onto a page, then you can dig down a little bit more. Another thing with our content is that we had some great content on the other site that we actually really repurposed, but some of it was a little bit buried. So showcasing that content, bringing it to the forefront. And then obviously the visual elements are huge to what we do. And so that was something that was really important to get onto our site. Along with the fact that we've grown a lot in the last 5 years as a company, not just in employees, but in the services that we provide people. So now we needed to showcase all of those services that we offer. So you'll see there's like 9 services that we're showcasing, along with resources that we now have to add, like white papers, case studies, this podcast. Those are things that we just didn't even have on our site before because, well, number one, the reason we did this new site is because we had to practice what we preached to our clients. It's like, okay, you need to make this a priority, but also just because we now have all of these things to offer that we didn't in the past. So I don't know if that answered your question, but
I think it did. My next question is, that's all great and wonderful, but what's step two? So we have this website. So there's probably two parts. I'm going to predict what you're going to say, but I'm going to let you.
Oh, really?
I bet there's got to be something about driving traffic to different pages, right? And like having a plan to show it off. And then B, adding to it.
Right.
Do you have to take it down just because you're adding? Or do you have, you know, do you have to still be under construction just because you're adding pages?
No.
Like, let's hit the ground with this and like, how do we grow?
So that's exactly what we've done. Is you'll see if you go to our services pages, there's not a ton of content that's on there. So we wanted to get the basics up there so that we could get our fresh new look and feel out there. But yes, we're absolutely adding content right now that's been assigned. We've got a whole keyword list that we're optimizing for. But our blog is super in depth, and that's one of the main ways that traffic comes to our site anyway. So we've moved all of our old blogs over and we write new blogs every single day. So that's major for us. And then in addition to that, one thing that's unique about SJC Marketing, so in the fall, we'll be celebrating 12 years as a company. There's only, I believe, one time in the last 12 years that Susan has ever paid for advertising.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We're pretty unique in the fact that most of our work has come from referrals, word of mouth, and then organic interactions through chamber involvement, community partnerships, things like that. We are going to start some advertising. We've got this great new site. We want to drive traffic there. So we will be doing some retargeting ads, not to give away all of our secrets, but some other advertising.
And then we're upping our social media interaction, I think, a little bit, you know, just like really paying attention to interacting and generating original content.
Yes.
And, you know, check us out on our Instagram story.
Yeah, for real, because we've been doing a lot more with Instagram. And one of our we have a lot of people that help contribute to our social, but our main writer is Randy, and she's one of our Oklahoma girls, and she's really got the personality and the culture of our company, and she's really getting it. I mean, I literally laugh out loud when I scroll through our Twitter feed because it's just kind of hilarious. There's plenty of 90s movies references that'll like you'll just appreciate. But the other thing that I was going to say is that...
Oh, blank face. If anybody could see Anna's face right now, it just went blank.
Oh my gosh, what was I going to say? It was really good. Oh, I know.
Okay, good. She's back, folks.
I even got like a little bit like embarrassed by that.
Okay, we're all friends.
Is that we're doing a lot more email campaigns and we're creating landing pages. So one thing that you can and really should do for email marketing campaigns is if you're just bringing them back to a page on your site just because you can, like that's all fine and good. But sometimes that means they have to try to figure out where they're supposed to go on your site for information. In our campaigns, we create landing pages that take them directly to where we want them to go.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a page of our site and it is on our site, but it's not something that you would find in the main navigation.
Okay.
And then we have calls to action right on those landing pages that then they can fill out their information, ask us questions, things like that. So those are some things that are kind of in the pipe that we're working on as well.
Yeah.
And it's been great because we feel like we're really discovering kind of some niche industries that we've been working with.
Yeah.
And we're really excited to put a little more effort into some of those, including a trade show that we're doing.
I know.
July,
I'm really excited
for that.
We're super
excited about. So I think this new website is just kind of a catalyst that's I felt like we're on the brink of some great growth for like the last year.
We're not trying to do everything. We're trying to do some really important things very well.
Yes.
So we were like, okay, Anna, we need to get this amazing website off the ground. And Rebecca, we know you can do this social media plan really well. Like, let's focus on that. Our email team, oh my gosh, they're working so hard. So that's what I would say is if you're doing a website, focus on that. Do an awesome job. Make it unique. Make it solve the problem that your consumers need and you'll be off to a great start.
And I think you brought up a great point, which is the fact that it wasn't just me. The beauty of working with SJC Marketing is that you get a whole team.
Yeah.
And the amount of money that you may spend a month could be the same amount of money that you would pay for a full-time marketing person, that there's no way they could do all of the things that we can do with 16 people.
Right. And the knowledge that they know, okay, you're spending this much
money
limited.
Like, it's really hard to be good at a lot of things, which is why it's great to have a team where there's just these pockets of skill that they have that we can tap into. And that's what makes up our patchwork quilt of awesomeness.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah. It's just, it was really, really exciting. It felt like a team effort. And it all when it all came together, we had a launch party.
Yes.
We had champagne.
We went to Tiger's Den.
We went to Tiger's Den, a local bookstore bar around the corner that we walked to and played games. And it was just, it was felt good to celebrate something that is such a big accomplishment.
So do us a favor, check out our new website, sjc.marketing, take a look at it, and then tweet us or catch us on Instagram. Use the hashtag SJCwebsite to tell us what your favorite feature was or who on the team you have something in common with after reading their bios.
Ooh, that would be a good
one. We'd love to hear your feedback.
We'd love to hear it. So,
and get to know you.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.